This is Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, that was Eurythmics and I Need a Man. Well, we need a motoring expert, and we've got him. It's Mike Shalom. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yes, very eventful morning, I have to say. Rain and a few things happening here in the studio. And now we've got you, which I'm really looking forward to, because you've got some interesting stuff, haven't you?
Well, you know, like to get out and about, so I try my best, yeah.
So we'd like to talk, well, you would like to talk about, and I'm very interested, and I'm sure we'd all like to hear about the metro. What's it called? The metro underground tunnel?
An underground tunnel. Yeah, I mean, in the same way as the London Underground, yeah. You know, like the Cambridge Underground. Let's call it that.
Okay, let's go for that. I was sort of giving some ideas out to listeners and seeing if they would come back, but no one's come back yet to tell me their views. I would love to hear from you. If you have any views about the tunnel, just get in touch, 07919 070 490, or studio at cambridge105.co.uk. Mike's going to talk about it because it's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, something's got to happen, Susie. I mean, like, you know, we've reached this point where we've been, the political and, great and the good and the designers and even the commentators, the commentariat have been saying this is, something's got to happen soon. I mean, you know, the air pollution is getting worse. You know, what are we going to do? So the underground tunnel is certainly an idea that is now manifesting. You can actually read it. I wrote a lot about it in this week's Cambridge Independent, so you can read about it there. But briefly, Professor Lord Robert Mayer, mm-hmm. Who's a Cambridge resident and very much part of the university, has put a lot more flesh on the bones of the idea. You know, it's going to be a 15-metre underground tunnel, 4-metre diameter, and it would cost £15 million per mile, which is quite cheap. Apparently, interestingly enough, underneath Cambridge, there is Gault clay, which is that soft clay.
What's it called again? Gault?
It's Gault, G-A-U-L-T.
Right.
So I've got a garden, a small garden, quite near Fendenton, and when I dig under the ground, you know, within a foot, it comes up with this ghastly clay stuff. Well, apparently that's ideal for tunnelling.
It's meant to be then.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly
can we say
there.
That?
Yeah,
like all things.
Do we
really
want to encourage these too much? Because there's lots of things that could go wrong with it. Of course, I mean the finances and all the rest of it. But in theory, yeah, it's definitely a Gault clay is also what's underneath London, and that's what inspired the Victorian engineers to build the first underground system in the world there, and it can be done quite simply here. And apparently there's not very much stuff, you know, like infrastructure, you know, wires or sewers underneath Cambridge as well.
So we have more of an advantage to build in Cambridge than they they do now when they're extending and doing Crossrail. They've enormous work going on there. Mm. But I read somewhere that AstraZeneca have already built a tunnel, haven't they?
Really?
Yes, they have.
Break news
here, don't you? Well, yeah, I do. I just read somewhere that they have built a tunnel already, and their view on it is it's easy to do. So it brings back to your point.
You mean they built a tunnel elsewhere?
Yes, on their grounds,
right.
That to use between their two sites to bring goods across. But they're saying is exactly what you've been saying. It is easier to do in Cambridge than maybe possibly in London.
It's interesting, isn't it, that AstraZeneca's kind of like arrived and they kind of provided a perspective on what's going on and really kind of maybe knocked some heads together, which is quite a good thing, you know. Like, and they're practical people. They know what, you know, they might just want to get results, and what's the best way to do that, you know, like, so is what they're asking. So they're certainly investigated the possibility of an underground tunnel and are saying that it's a good thing. I think the danger is that, you know, people sort of think, you know, get lulled into thinking there's one solution, there's one big idea which is going to solve all our transport problems. And, you know, like, people really shouldn't be thinking along those lines, in my view. You know, a tunnel would definitely be part of a mix of factors which are going to make air quality and congestion, you know, improve air quality and make congestion, you know, reduce congestion. So I think we should also be looking at, you know, other things and, you know, like the congestion. I mean, it would take 3 or 4 years to build a tunnel.
Exactly.
So, you know, in those 3 or 4 years...
It's going to get worse.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit on our thumbs for 3 or 4 years? I think we should be looking at the congestion. I don't understand why the congestion charge hasn't already happened. I just doesn't make any sense.
I absolutely agree with you, Mike. It's a bit like the building the airports around the UK. We need a few more, but we are dead against doing anything that takes up, you know, a big work. And in East Anglia, or they're trying to build one off the coast. They're having a hoo-ha about that, and for whatever reason, maybe I don't know a lot about it, but I think, as you say, you've got to build lots, not just focus on one thing. And the airports is a big issue in the UK, and the more they have, the better it would be, in my book anyway. But I'm sure other people will find, maybe they disagree with me.
But of course people will disagree with you, but, you know, like, what's the solution? I mean, it's a bit like, I hate to mention it, but it's a bit like Brexit, isn't it? Like,
oh, yes.
There's problems. So what's the solution? You know, like, you know, like, you can't have it, you know, you can't have it all which ways.
No, but I think your point is a really good point, is that we have to have lots of solutions, not just focus on one. And that is the issue, isn't it? Is trying to get the work to create these solutions. And
if people, I mean, we're talking about, you know, voters, citizens, people with rights, and this is a community, you know, radio, you know, broadcaster, and I love, you know, being here, you know, I'm a big fan of the community.
But glad to hear it.
Thank you. Yes, it's always nice to be invited. but, you know, like, you're kind of looking at a situation where, you know, you, in order not to offend people, we're doing nothing. But the consequences of doing nothing are absolutely appalling. So we have to do something. So, you know, what is that something going to be? And yes, people can kick off. Yes, people can say, not in my backyard. But, you know, at the end of the day, what's going to happen is air quality is going to get appalling. We're all going to be wearing, you know, wandering around or cycling around with masks on our faces. And then that will really kick off and people really have something to have a go about. How are we going to avoid getting to that stage, I think, is something that people need to consider now.
We have signs where we live where somebody has done a handwritten sign as we go down to traffic lights where they've said, stop idling. If you're idling on a traffic light, stop, turn your car off. Now, it's come to that. We've got handwritten signs telling you. So there is a real problem, isn't it, with pollution, and we need to sort it out. But I love your idea of suggesting what's going to go in the tunnel, Mike. So you suggested pods, light rail, and guided bus type vehicles.
Well, you can't have them
all. What would you like?
Hang on, what do I want for Christmas?
I like pods, actually.
I like pods.
Yes.
Driverless pods.
I think that's going to be it, isn't it?
You know, like, it makes sense. I mean, there's nothing down there, so you don't have to worry. Let's go, you know, you have a complete blank canvas. It's not like, you know, you have to sort of like worry about the infrastructure of the roads and you know, all the rest of it. You can do what you like. So, yeah, driverless pods makes the most sense. You know, carrying, you know, up something between, you know, 20 and 40 sort of passengers each, and you know, running on you know, it's presumably electric charges, whether that would be a sort of like a monorail system where the charge is overhead, or whether that would be a battery driven sort of, you know, where you charge up at the station or something system. I don't know.
What's the plan of this tunnel? Is it east to west? Are there going to be two lines? Is that what they're talking about? They're having a east to west and
I don't know if it's that, you know, there's basically, there would be stations at Cambridge North, the city centre, the Adam Brooks, you know, biomedical sort of campus, where South Cambridge station would be, out west to West Cambridge, where that site is evolving pretty fast, and maybe to, you know, like, sort of like Granter Park or one of those sort of like sites out there. So, kind of, I'm not sure about the, you know, but from through the city centre, north, south, east and west.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Now, talking of Cambridge North, how has it been so far? Have you been visiting Cambridge North Station?
Well, I cycle past it on my way to work, and I hear it's much busier now.
Good.
I was at the opening of the Bradfield Centre last night, mm-hmm. and they were saying that the people who run there, the centre there, were saying that they're going to be building a through connection of some description from the station to directly to the science park. I believe it's picked up.
That's good. I'm all for it, I have to say.
I'm a big fan, needed. But I haven't seen any sense that the traffic is less, you know.
Right, you mean less, not... I think it will happen. I think as people get used to it, the one thing that I think is really important is to get a station at Adam Brooks Hospital.
Yeah.
That's fundamental, and that should have been done years and years ago when they actually built it.
I think that's a serious proposition now. And having, you know, Cambridge North has been a success.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
Like, we can do it.
Yes.
Come on.
It has been a success.
Yeah.
I agree. Even though you find that people aren't using it as much, I think it will. I think they'll cotton on to the fact that they have to. So Cambridge North, now you wanted to talk about the oil burners, announcement of oil burners. What's going on there? Did you talk about oil burners or...?
I haven't been talking about oil burners.
No, that's fine. Let's talk about Ofo then. What's your latest on the Ofo? Yes.
Haven't got much to say. I mean, the Ofo situation, I mean, it slightly troubles me. I saw a story about how, you know, a huge pile of Ofo bikes in China, where they've massively scaled up to meet a demand that then wasn't there. But, I mean, I think the thing what happened was that they... People just thought, I can leave this anywhere, and just left it sort of in random places.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I haven't heard too much about it, but I do get a sense that, you know, Cambridge's cycling community, you know, like from Outspoken through to Cam Cycle, who you've had on the show here, you know, like is getting, the community is more organised now, and that's thanks to Ofo.
And what do you think about traffic? Any more news, do you think, around Cambridge for 2018? Do you think anything's going to be a little bit more interesting that should be looking out
for? Know, we might get a nice, you know, like Brexit agreement. I say nice with the massive inverted commas, where, you know, like, you know, there's so few people in Cambridge that it solves the congestion, you know, like, and the traffic will be quite easy. So, you know, other than that, no comment.
Mike, thank you very much for coming in today. We've always a pleasure having you talking about things happening for transport around Cambridge. If you have any more questions, you want to get in touch with Mike Shalom, you can on our Twitter feed, and I shall do some more Twitter feeds for you, and you can ask Mike some questions as well. I should give you a contact as well.
Always happy to oblige.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.